It's the 13th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Festus Akinbusoi, the Police and Crime Commissioner, says he has been asked why there is not more police presence on the county streets. The reasons were explained during a meeting of the Police and Crime Panel. The Commissioner said that police officers were being caught up in incidents unrelated to actual policing, sometimes in other counties, services for which he would like to charge. He added that due to lack of ambulance services, police have been transporting individuals, many with mental health issues, to area hospitals and having to wait with them to ensure their safety. The PCC also said children are being reported as missing when they're only out later than usual. He concluded by saying that such incidents are preventing Beds Police from addressing criminal activity. A property on Hartington Street in Bedford has received its second closure order due to criminal drug activity reported by members of the public. Two people were arrested on drug charges at the location but have since been released on bail. The Iron Bodies Gym in Houghton Regis has just partnered with the Salvation Army to provide underprivileged children with Christmas presents. The gym's owner, Gavin Gibson, said, "We hoped to raise around 15 to 20 gifts that could be donated, but the response surpassed all expectations. The effort has raised more than £1,800 in gift donations." Jacksons, Sister Sledge and The Real Thing will be joining the Bedford Park concert series next summer. Performances from Sting, George Ezra, Sheridan Smith and Danny Mac have also been previously announced. On that note, that's all from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.